Blog Talk Radio.
First quarter at
up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William M.O. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
What's up? How's it going?
Yeah, I'm all right, man. We got the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
No, we're gonna talk. We're gonna tip off with some history that happened Friday night, and of course, we're gonna talk about what happened with the Knicks and Laker game today. You know, we're gonna talk about. You know, hot stove as spring training is coming very soon. You know, we're going to talk about the Tanaka signing with the Yankees. You know, some Met news or rumors. Of course, you know, we're going to talk a little Super Bowl, you know, as the Pro Bowl is, you know, is playing today. And, of course, you know, we're going to talk about the Rangers playing against the Devils at Yankee Stadium. And lastly, you know, we're going to talk a little sports entertainment, you know, a little WWE, a little TNA news, and, of course, the Royal Rumble come up later tonight. So it's a big sports day today. Let's tip off with the New York Knicks. And congratulations to Carmelo Anthony being you know, setting the Knick record by scoring 62 points Friday night. You know, the largest, you know, the greatest performance in Knick history in a single game, basically.
Yeah.
So congratulations to him. What's your thoughts on it? I mean, obviously we know what your thoughts are, so, you know, I'll give you, let you say what you got to say.
It was a great performance. When it happened on, was it Friday night?
Yeah, Friday night.
Well, I wasn't watching the game, but when I tuned in the fourth quarter, I heard that he, you know, the announcer said that he had 62 points. I was like, did I hear wrong or something? But he did indeed score 62 points, and Knicks ended up blowing out the Bobcats at home.
Oh, yeah.
And Carmelo surpasses the previous record, which was held by Kobe Bryant, who had 61 at the Garden.
Mm-hmm.
And now Carmelo holds that record, you know, for any player who's played on the Knicks and any opponent.
Mm-hmm.
So he had 62 points. Previous Knicks record was 60 by Bernard King.
About to say, yep. I mean, you know, he passes his idol, Bernard King, you know, the guy who just recently went into the Hall of Fame after, you know, a long overdue, you know, he waited a long time before he finally got entry. I mean, this guy was one of the most prolific scorers, you know, in NBA history, especially in the 80s, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And with the Knicks, you know, he led the league in scoring, you know, and not to mention, you know, he scored the then franchise record, 60 points, in a losing record against the Nets. And, of course, like you mentioned a few years ago, Kobe Bryant, you know, he outdueled Bernard King at the Garden, which to this day left a bad taste in my mouth. Prior to Friday night, you know, because
mm-hmm.
it was like, you know, I did not like how the so-called Knicks fans were like chanting MVP. And I mean, there's one thing, you know, you got to show support for, you know, a legendary guy. But I mean, come on, they were,
yeah.
They basically, I mean, I don't know what
cheering.
Knicks fan, they were cheering against the Knicks. I mean,
yeah.
Come on. I mean, don't get me wrong. There were some Laker fans. I mean. Who made the trip, I assume, but come on. MSG should never, and I repeat, never be chanting MVP to our opposing player.
You should never. No Knicks fan should ever do that.
Exactly.
But then again, you know, a lot of them were Laker fans, so.
Exactly. I mean, a diehard Knicks wouldn't be, you know, chanting against their own team. I mean, don't get me wrong, you could root for another player and respect how he plays the game, you know. But cheering against your own team, I mean, you know, that's just
yeah,
a big no-no.
That's inexcusable.
Yeah, that's like breaking the rule number one in sports fandom.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But, you know, good thing Carmelo Anthony, you know, he redeemed the Knicks franchise for at least one night. You know, he got the franchise, he set the franchise record mark, and he has the current Garden's record also with the 62. So congratulations to him.
Yep,
and what did he do? And what did he do for an encore? He scored 35 tonight. I mean, actually today. The game just went final a few minutes ago. And the Knicks, they now have a two-game winning streak as they beat the Lakers, the aforementioned Lakers. And Kobe Bryant was out. But Jody Meeks, man, I mean, this guy inherited the Garden, man. This guy was, like, shooting threes all day long. But
yeah, he got hot in the second half.
Exactly, but, you know, it's a good thing, you know, the Knicks, you know, they passed the ball, you know, Tim Hardaway, you know, he was scoring. You had a good Tyson Chandler game, you know, 13 points, 14 rebounds, you know. You know, you got a Tyson Chandler-type game, and you had – you know, basically mm-hmm. the team playing Knicks basketball, you know,
yeah.
two games in a row. So, you know, hopefully they can keep it up. You know, they got, they're you know, they have, what, four more games at, you know, at the Garden because they were on the eight-game homestand, I believe.
Right.
So, you know, hopefully they can keep this going.
Yeah, today they were playing, they were passing the ball. They're playing like the Nick team. We thought they would play like when the season started. But they've been very inconsistent this year.
Absolutely. The final score for today's game was 110-103.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's a, you know, those good Knicks, you know, are actually playing the way they're supposed to play.
And they're what? They're still like 2-3 games behind the eighth spot right now, so.
Yeah. And they're 6 behind Raptors for the lead.
Yeah.
That just shows you right there how horrible the East is. But then again, we've been talking about this, you know, all season long.
Yeah, so it's nothing new.
Yeah. And for me to believe in the Knicks, they got to at least be 500.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, that was phenomenal. You know, 62-point game, you know, to me it was like reminiscent of the Johan Santana no-hitter that Santana threw, you know, when he finally gave the Mets their first ever no-hitter 2 years ago. That's exactly how I felt, you know, when I found out, you know, that Carmelo, you know, set the record. But, you know, we'll see how this team progresses, you know, over this homestand. Because they're going to face Cleveland, and I'm trying to remember what other team they're going to face. Miami.
Miami. I was about to say that.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what other team they're going to face again. Is it Boston, I think?
It might be. Boston has been on a serious losing streak lately.
Mm-hmm.
They've been playing really bad.
Oh yeah, but you know they're gonna be awake today because you know, and like right after this show ends, they're gonna be welcoming some heroes from their recent past, and I'm of course talking about Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett.
You know, they're friends.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be very interesting, and you know. I would expect, you know, a standing ovation for both of these men. I mean, these guys, those guys are the, you know, two greatest, Celtics, you know, since, Larry Bird, you know, so they should definitely give them props, especially Paul Pierce. I mean, that dude was the man on the team, you know. You know, until he got traded to the Nets.
Yeah, and I think he'll get a lot of cheers because he was the face of that franchise. You know, so.
Oh, yeah. I absolutely, and you remember before they won the title, you know, some people, you know, they were kind of. It seemed like, you know, the fans were kind of, you know, they were kind of disappointed in Paul Pierce because, you know, he was a very talented player, but, you know, he never got them to win a championship. But, you know, once he got
he won the championship.
No. I know that. No, you cut me up. I'm saying a few years ago before the KG and the Ray Allen trade.
Oh, okay.
The Boston fans were a little disappointed with him because he didn't win the title. But, of course, their fortune changed, you know, once, you know, they made the big three, you know, they developed the big three along with Rondo and, you know, the rest is history. They brought the title back to Boston.
Right, yeah. I mean, the franchise finally gave him a supporting cast because
exactly.
All those years when, you know,
Antoine Walker,
the playoffs.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah. They never could get over the hump.
But yeah, so, when they brought in Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen, that helped the franchise,
mm-hmm.
you know, get over that hump and finally win the championship after years.
Oh yeah,
not going to the finals.
And had that feud with you know, the Lakers, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They reunited the feud, the feud that you know, the Lakers, the Celtics had in the, you know, the 80s and the early 90s, you know.
Yeah.
Bird and Magic. So it's going to be, you know, definitely interesting to see how those, you know, the reception they're going to get. And, you know, we're going to definitely talk more about that next week, you know, when the show returns. But
too bad I'll be watching the Royal Rumble tonight.
Oh yeah. And one more thing. The Nets, man, they've been playing a lot better. They've at 1.17 of 8 or 8 of 9. So, you know, kudos to the Nets.
Yeah, I mean, we've they kicked our butts at the Garden.
Oh yeah.
Last week.
Oh yeah, I haven't forgotten.
So they've been on.
Oh yeah, they've definitely been on, and you know, Darren Williams, he's been coming. You know, he it was his idea apparently to come off the bench because he didn't want to, you know, mess up the chemistry, you know, of the team that they were playing. So, you know, good. You know, that's good for him. You know, not putting his ego ahead of the team. So that's good. And let's shift gears, to the other team at the Garden, the Rangers. They played at Yankee Stadium against the Devils. And the Rangers, man, they really put a hurting on the Devils. They scored 7 goals. Zuccarello scored 2 of them. And, you know, that's all she wrote. And not to mention Lundqvist. He had 19 saves, and unfortunately for the Devils, Brodeur only had 15, and he got pulled, after the second period. So, you know, it's a tale of two cities at Yankee Stadium.
Wow. 7-2. What was the final score?
7-3.
Wow.
Yeah. And, of course, some of them were against, you know, the – yeah, arguably the greatest goalie of all time, Martin Brodeur.
Yeah, wow.
But, you know, hopefully the Rangers can keep this scoring going.
Where is how are the Rangers doing in the standings right now?
Oh, I have no idea. I've lost track.
Oh, okay. I haven't been following them.
Yeah, I should definitely check what the standing is in the future, you know. But let's talk about another team that we don't have to check the standings. And, of course, I'm talking about your New York Yankees. And they made a big splash. Stop me if you heard that before. Yankee making a free agent splash in the hot stove. And, of course, you know, I'm talking about Tanaka coming to the Bronx, 7-year, $155 million contract. So congrats to the Yankees. Your thoughts?
I think it's a great signing. I mean, this guy is supposedly the best pitcher in Japan right now. He was 24-0 last season.
Yep.
And he was the MVP. Was he the MVP, I think, last year?
I would presume so.
Yes, and so, you know, Yankees expect him to be the second coming of Matsui almost. You know, yeah, like, you know, because he's supposedly the best player in Japan right now, you know, so. But Yankees had to pay a lot of money, had to give him $155 million deal. Yep. And on top of that, they have to pay some other fees to some other acquisition fees to sign him.
But, yeah, to Japan.
But I think it's well worth it. I mean, if he can help us win and not be a bust like Igawa, I think it's a great move.
Yeah, he can't do any worse than Igawa. I mean,
can't.
Carl Pavano was better than him, and he hardly pitched.
I think it's a good move. I mean, Yankees need pitching, and, yeah, this is going to provide a boost to our pitching staff.
I agree totally, you know. What do they have to lose? You know, Yankees, they use money. You know, money is nothing to them, you know.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to, you know, standing in their way of trying to bring another title back to the Bronx. So, you know, they did what they should have did, basically.
Yeah.
And switching gears, you know, to the Mets, Mets, they were interested in bringing Grant Balfour from the Oakland A's, closer. But he decided to sign with the Rays because it would have been closer to his home, even though the Mets were offering him more money. So now it looks like the rumor is that Mets are interested in Fernando Rodney.
Really?
Closer. So I say, hopefully Mets can sign him, even though he's, 36. And that guy, he's a very interesting character.
He is.
So, hey, bring him over. He can't be worse than Frank Francisco.
He can't.
Or Benitez, so. he might as well come.
Yeah, take a shot.
Exactly. Pun intended, take a shot. Like he does when the game is over, he acts like he's like a member of Duck Dynasty, shooting with a rifle at some imaginary duck flying around or something.
I hate that guy for that. But you got to admit, he's a good pitcher. I would want him on my team.
Yeah, I agree.
Although he could be shaky at times,
Oh, yeah, of course. Obviously, practically all the closers, are shaky at times.
So
other than Mariano Rivera, but of course, obviously Mariano, has had his blown saves.
Right.
If you don't believe me, ask Lucas Duda last year. But,
yeah,
it happens, Everybody's human, So hopefully, he can sign with the Mets and give Mets that, presence. The game could be locked down, most likely. So hopefully they could make the deal.
Yeah.
And
Mets need that.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, they do. Because right now they're waiting for Parnell to come back. Parnell expects to be back, in time for spring training. But, he had some, I think it was elbow problems. So you don't know how he's going to, how his arm's going to react, from the problems he had last year. So,
yeah.
And not to mention, LaTroy Hawkins signed with the Rockies. And he was great in that closer role, when he filled in for Parnell last year. So I definitely think they need a veteran guy, this year, at least. Let's see what else went down. I guess we covered everything except for the Royal Rumble.
Yep, that's the big event tonight.
Oh yeah, let's talk about that. Who you picked to win the Royal Rumble?
Well, I'm gonna go with same pick I went with last night on my show. Gonna go with Roman Reigns.
And I'd have to agree with you, but I would put an asterisk on mine. If Daniel Bryan surprises people to enter, then I think he will win. Because I think storyline wise that would be the better move to do, because this would force Daniel Bryan to be in the title picture, which he should have been ever since the beginning. And I think I predicted this like months ago. Ever since that whole they stripped the title away from him, I think after SummerSlam and the pay per view after that. So this would be the perfect time. For this right here, I think if he doesn't win the Royal Rumble, then most likely he's not gonna be at the title picture at WrestleMania.
So you think he's gonna win it and get a shot at Randy Orton possibly again at WrestleMania?
Yes.
I can see that happening.
I think that's the best scenario. Unless if they're gonna have a feud, because right now they look like they're setting up a Batista versus Orton feud. But then again, at the other pay-per-view event, most likely Brock Lesnar is going to face whoever wins.
Yeah,
whoever
you're right.
Wins the title. So, it looks like it's going to be Orton versus Batista for all we know. I don't think they've ever fought each other at WrestleMania, now that I think about it.
I can't. I don't think they ever did, to my knowledge.
Yeah, I don't think they ever fought each other at WrestleMania. But then again, it could be Batista versus Brock Lesnar.
That would be a good match.
Hopefully, but then again, we thought Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg would be a good match, and that wasn't, so yeah, who knows?
True. That's true.
But we shall see. And, Cena versus Orton. Who do you think is going to win that match?
Cena versus Orton. I think Randy Orton's going to retain the title somehow.
I think so, too. I think so, too, because with Orton as the villain, there's more opportunity, there's more chances of him facing, you know, more good guys. He could be facing Daniel Bryan. He could be facing Cena again. He could be
Roman Reigns.
Facing Batista.
Roman Reigns turns a good
guy. Roman Reigns, right? But if Cena wins it, it's just going to be Orton and trying to think of another heel. He'd defend the title against that would most likely lose to anyway. I mean, he'd beat anyway. I'm trying to think. Would it be Damian Sandow again? I don't think so. Trying to think of another bad guy he could be facing if he won the. You know what? It would be Orton again because Orton would have the option. Orton would have had the rematch clause.
Oh, right. Okay.
So yeah, it would. So they would have had the feud would have continued again. Whereas if Orton wins, the feud would be over temporarily at least. Until you know Orton attacks Cena's dad again.
Yeah.
Next year.
100 times.
But let me see. Bray Wyatt's gonna face Daniel Bryan, and I picked Daniel Bryan to beat him. Officially wrap up that storyline and focus on the title run. What other storylines are there? I think the New Age Outlaws are going to fight against Cody Rhodes and Goldust.
Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
New Age Outlaws are going to win with a little help from the Shield.
I think so, too.
And the Authority. Trying to think what else. Isn't AJ fighting against Naomi? Maybe. If so, then I think Naomi will finally win because, you know, AJ.
You think she'll win the title?
Yeah, because AJ, congratulations to her. She's the, you know, she's the longest reigning Divas champion.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to try to take the title. You know, there have been always some instances that she's going the title would come off, she'd lose the title. And I think. You know, she exceeded, you know, all people's expectations, so.
I think there's a women's match tonight, though.
Oh, then it's not? Well, I guess there's going to be one upcoming in the future, I would presume.
Yeah.
What else matches are there? I can't even think of
it. Big Show versus Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah, that match I don't even care about. I forgot. I forgot about that match. Yeah, let me see. Brock Lesnar will beat him.
I think Brock Lesnar is going to win also.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they should have had him feud against Mark Henry, which I hope that's what they're going to do at the next pay-per-view event, at least, the Elimination Chamber, because that match would actually interest me more than having Brock Lesnar and Big Show fight against each other like it was 2003 on SmackDown.
Yeah, when the ring broke.
Thank you. Exactly. That was the only interesting moment they've ever had in the ring that I could think of together. And some big news in TNA, Sting, you know, he lost to the TNA champion Magnus, and at the end of the match, his contract with TNA got ripped up. So there's a lot of rumors swirling, as usual, around this time of year. You know, that Sting will finally make the jump to WWE, you know. But we'll wait and see how that goes down.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I'll believe it when I see it, too. But like they say every year, you know, this might be finally the time he actually makes the jump. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, possible.
Oh, yeah. And I assume tomorrow we'll find out who's going to be the next inductee. Could be Jake the Snake, It could be that WrestleMania one match they've been hinting of inducting. Maybe even
Might be Jake the Snake.
I think it's Jake the Snake myself too. And of course, you heard that they're gonna end up. The rumor is that they're gonna end up the WrestleMania one match. Like that, who could be inducted more than once?
Yeah.
They don't want to overdo it and have someone inducted five times.
Exactly.
But you have anything you'd like to say?